Praise God. We thank God for another opportunity for this present truth that is now on the air. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord God, for this present truth and how you're using this podcast to help every born-again child of God to understand the importance of becoming a disciple and to be conformed to your image and likeness. Thank you, precious Lord, that you will help us today in this discussion as we share with our dear brother, Brother Funchal. Lord, you will involve yourself in the discussion and you will help us in this practical discussion convey the truth of the Word of God. We bless you, Lord, for this time together, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're so grateful for those of you that are joining us. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Copeland. And we have a dear friend of ours all the way from Massachusetts area that has joined us in our discussion today. And so I don't want to prolong the time. I want to take full advantage of the practical discussion that we have with our dear brother, Brother Funchal. I want us to consider Luke's Gospel chapter 9. It's a familiar passage, Luke's Gospel chapter 9. And verse 23 is a familiar verse that I would like to read. And then also I will read this in the Amplified Classic. Our discussion today with our brother has to do with just a clarification on the old nature or the old man or Adam, if you will. And this transition into the new creation man, the new creation life. There are a number of scriptures that we have shared thus far, so I'm not going to go back over those. But we'll read Luke's Gospel chapter 9
yeah,
and verse 23. Luke 9 and verse 23. Brother Funchal, if you have that,
yeah,
why don't you go ahead and read that for us, and I'll read it in the Amplified Classic.
Right. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Mm. He said unto them all.
Mm.
Okay, in the Amplified Classic, it says in verse 23 of Luke chapter 9, and he said to all, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. Now, so much, Brother Funchal, has come out of this discussion and also this particular passage. And as we have engaged in discipleship and this understanding of what it really means to be conformed to the image and likeness of Christ, I have to say, this familiar verse here has caused numerous issues in the hearts of people. Because as you read this and you see what it means to deny oneself, when you start talking about disowning yourself, forgetting yourself, and losing sight of yourself, you know, that sounds contrary to some who are even in the body of Christ, who thrive on being positive and speaking positive things. You know, people today have motivational speakers, life coaches, and all these things, which, of course, discipleship weeds out. But many don't understand that this particular verse is not something that you know, is going to sit well in the heart of someone that is independent. What we've come to understand in discipleship is that discipleship comes with the exposure of a person's life.
Yeah.
And how that life is actually lived so that we can be conformed to the image and likeness of Christ. Mm-hmm. However, if this person here, this old man, this person who hasn't denied himself, is still living, then we have a conflict. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like that's one of the major keys and conflicts that those who are in discipleship are still having. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm one that came into discipleship 20 years in pastoral ministry already, not thinking that I need discipleship because I'm saved, I'm spirit-filled, I'm in ministry. And my argument was, I don't need it. Why do I need it? Why do I need discipleship? Well, this verse really helped, you know, mess up my ideology behind that. Because when you start talking about giving up yourself, we live in a nation that says, look out for yourself. Dude, you gotta forget everybody else. You know, you hear people saying you gotta do you.
Get the best for you.
Yes, yes. And this verse sounds as though it's contradicting. So, brother, you have to help us by speaking into this so that we can understand that this new life in Christ comes inclusive. What's included in that new life is the power to overcome the life that's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone, right, Brother Funcho? It says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The one translation says he's a brand new person.
Amen.
The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. Is there something in our understanding regarding the old and it passing that conflicts with this new life and he who lives within us that's greater than he that's within the world? So can you speak into that, sir? I mean, we really need some clarity as it relates to that.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to have this discussion. You know, there's a scripture in the book of Romans. First, we need to establish that the Bible says, they that are in the flesh, cannot please God. So there is need for us to understand that as long as we are in the flesh,
the physical body, living in the physical body.
Living in this physical body. So the flesh that the Bible is talking about here,
yes,
is not the physical flesh.
Of the skin.
He's talking about the old nature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those people that the old nature is still alive in them.
Yes.
That the old nature is still the one chaperoning their lives.
Is
guiding them, is leading them. Okay. You know, they are walking after the flesh.
Yes.
He's still the dictator, he's still in charge.
Okay.
The Bible says they cannot please God. And so we need to take our bearing from this.
Okay.
So if I'm saying that I'm a child of God, and I'm still allowing the flesh life to be within me, to take the lead, to lead me, to guide me. God is saying there is nothing that the flesh produces that can satisfy him. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, if you read few verses above in that chapter 8, it says they are enmity. They are enemies of God.
Amen.
The works of the flesh, anything that is coming out from the flesh, is what?
Enmity.
Is enmity of God. So the Bible says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He said, but the carnal mind, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be.
Meaning that can't be subjected to
it. Is not programmed to honor God. That is why God is emphatically saying, the old the flesh must die so that the new man can have his space. And you will see Jesus even making that statement that you cannot put the old, the new wine in the old wineskin. He said, what will happen?
It will burst. And waste.
Yes. So, this matter is either you are in the flesh or you are in the spirit. And that is where I see the basis of that passage. That if any man be in Christ,
Yes.
You read that scripture for us in the beginning. In Christ.
Yes, sir.
In the flesh. It's either you are in Christ or in the flesh.
But you can't be both.
You can't be both. There is no duality in these principles and practice.
So one has to go if the other is going to be resident.
If the other is going to have a space, they cannot cohabit. And Jesus, in his mercy and grace, he has given us the instrument to deal with the old life, the fleshy life, so that the new life can have its way within us. And you will see, you know, it's also so interesting to see that, is it in 1 John chapter 3 now?
Yes, sir.
That the Bible talks about if anyone is in Christ, he cannot what?
He cannot.
He cannot sin.
He cannot.
Is it not interesting? If you see that scripture, you can read it for us.
Yes, sir.
He said,
it's 1 John 3, and we'll start at verse 7 and read to verse 9.
Yes.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Yes.
He that committed sin is of the devil, my God. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Here it is, verse 9.
Yeah.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
You see?
He cannot. It don't say that he might. It says he can't, he's not able to, and it says because he is born of God.
Are you seeing? That's the basis.
Wow.
The basis for that man not to sin is because something has happened within. There is a new man inside that has nothing to do with sin. Meaning that if you still see yourself, you still find yourself practicing sin, the implication is that you are not in Christ. For you to practice sin, what needs to happen is that you need to first get out of Christ. You need to tell Christ that, Christ, you know what? There is something that I'm interested in doing now. I really, really want to do this now. But as I look around you,
that thing
is not here. And I need to touch that thing now. Do you know what you need to do?
Go out.
Need to take excuse from inside Christ and say, I will come back. You go outside and what? And practice your sin. Because in Christ, what we read here is that in Christ, there is no sin to sin.
I've heard uncle say that. So
you can only practice sin where?
Outside.
How I wish that the Lord will show us mercy to just believe what the Bible says. You know, why we read this Bible? Because I know our audience, they will also be Bible students.
Right.
Some of them, they can read this same 1 John, chapter 1, chapter 2. And they will see, especially if you go to chapter 1, there is a portion there, because I just want to balance this.
Okay.
If you look towards the end of chapter 1,
yes, sir.
He started saying, walk in the light. Yes? He said, if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, verse 6, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, if we walk in the light, meaning that that's conditional. You walk in the light as he is in the light. The new creation man that we are talking about is in the light. And if we walk inside that light, he said, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, see what the Bible says. If we say we have no sin, and that's where I'm going. Somebody can say, oh, if we say, but the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we have made him a liar and his word is not in us. If we say we have no sin, if we say we have no sin, right? That's that's what verse 8 says. But if you come to verse 10, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we have not. Meaning that in the past, we were all once what? Sinners. As a matter of fact, we are not sinners because we are sinning. We are sinners because what?
Because of sin.
We were actually born sinners. That's our nature by default. So when the Bible says, if we say we have not sinned, meaning that this is who I was before Christ came into my life and rescued me. So, you know, the battle I have with this topical issue most of the time is that when you call him Savior, what is the meaning of that word Savior to you?
One who saves.
From what?
From sin. From sin.
So when are you saying that Jesus is not competent enough to save you to the uttermost, completely save you? He only make you he only resurrect you halfway. That you are still gasping, but you are not fully resurrected. Is that what you are saying Jesus did to you?
No, sir.
Jesus is capable of saving us 100%. If we say we have no sin, if we say we have not sinned, meaning that this was our past, and the blood of Jesus.
It cleanses and washes.
That blood dealt with our past. But now, you will see, if you go further, chapter 2 mentioned little children.
Yes.
I wrote all this to you.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yes.
And he even mentioned, he said, in case anyone haven't experienced all this, and you still choose to go and you still take a French leave from Jesus to go and sin outside. He said, we have an advocate that can help you.
Yes, sir.
That can still bring you back in and still start the work afresh with you. But you know the question we need to ask ourselves. We all have insurance policy. Right? Health insurance policy. Yes, we all have it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you pay every blessed month for the insurance company, right?
Yes, sir.
For what? Why did you pay?
In case.
In case something happens to my health.
Yes, sir.
You covered me, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and you have been paying for over 3 years, 5 years. And by the grace of God, God has been helping you not to have any experience, any problem with your health. And you said, you just woke up one day and said, wow, this is unfair. This health insurance has just been taking my money every blessed month, and I've never enjoyed it for once. I want to go to the hospital.
Yes, sir.
I just want to enjoy my money with the health insurance. Have you ever thought of it that way?
No, sir.
And that's the way I see the matter of sin.
Wow.
For those that are in Christ.
Yes, sir.
What I see about it is that you have a choice to say yes. I've known the truth, but I want to sin. The reality of the matter is that in Christ, there is no sin to sin. And there is no duality. The two cannot cohabit. It's either you are in the flesh or in the spirit, which is in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so now, Brother Funchal, now that brings up a number of issues because people today are, you know, are swearing up and down, people, I'm saved, I know the Lord, but I struggle. And, you know, my struggle, I'm not as bad as everyone else, you know, I'm not as bad. I don't, you know, I don't kill people, I don't, you know how they go into this long dissertation. But their confession about their struggle will point to that old man, that old nature. Same with people who are in church, Brother Funchal. You and I both know that everyone that comes to church is not living a sin-free life. They're still struggling with sin. But again, the mentality is because we live in a physical body, this body is sinful by nature. How, you know, so and then they run them Romans 7, you know. The good that I would do, I don't want to. And they use this. I just had a conversation with someone that ran to the Romans 7 passage. Mm. And I said, keep reading to the end, where he says, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And as a matter of fact, Brother Funchal, let's just go there real quick, because you brought up something, and that verse came to mind when you mentioned that the 1 John verse. So I wanted to look at that verse real quick because I know our time is coming to a close. We're going to have to wrap this up. But what did I say to turn to? Romans 7. Look, this verse, Funchal, where he says in verse 22, he's coming to the end, or verse 21. He says, I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inner man. Notice he's emphasizing, it doesn't sound like a struggle anymore. You know, like this fight between the two. He's saying, I delight in the law of God after the inner man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. So the law of my members is warring against the law of my mind, he says, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Then he says, oh, wretched man that I am. This is the part. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, many, Brother Funchal, don't believe that the answer is in verse 25 when Amen. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. See, it's just with those who don't understand, it sounds like it's still a struggle. So, you know, you're just kind of stuck and left with, you know, whatever your behavior pattern is. But that we know that. So then as we transition into chapter 8, see, if chapter 8 swallows up all of what he was saying as a struggle in chapter 7. That's what I understand. Or else why would he begin now? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh.
Are you seeing the word again?
In Christ. Yes. So, Funchal, anyone that struggles with sin, anyone that says, I can't stop sinning.
Yeah.
So the reality is, they're not in Christ.
He's not. Yeah.
They're not in Christ.
Not.
They've been in church for years. I baptized them.
So it goes beyond being in church.
Okay.
Being baptized.
Okay.
The reality is, where are you in?
Mm.
If you are in Christ.
That's the issue.
If Christ is centered.
Yes.
If Christ is the one in charge.
Yes.
There is no sin to sin in Christ.
God.
It is only outside of Christ that you have varieties. In the supermarket.
Yes.
You can pick for and enjoy.
Okay.
But inside Jesus,
there is
no sin.
Wow.
So may the Lord help us. You know, for me, the point of emphasis in our discussion is that in Christ.
Yes.
Are you in Christ? or outside Christ. I'm not saying, are you in church? Are you in fellowship?
Okay.
We are saying, are you in Christ? Because in Christ, we are saved. We are secured. Inside Jesus, what fuels it is nothing but righteousness, holiness.
Yes.
And that is our nature in Christ. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Funchal. I hope those of you that are tied to our This Present Truth podcast are hearing these principles. They are specific to the struggle that some of us might have as it relates to being in Christ. I, too, have grown to understand this reality. I have to say that it was a growth that I needed. I basically came and sat down and said, I want to learn the Word of God all over again. And Brother Funchal, I have to say that when I decided to do that and just submit again to the Scripture, I have to say that the Lord was able to bring me into this understanding. But without my heart being lowered, I initially came in like, no, that's not true, man. As a matter of fact, I'll say that my discipler that was sharing this with me, I have to say, I didn't believe him. I didn't believe what he was telling me. And it created some conflict in our relationship initially. But it was as I began to just yield, as I began to just lower my understanding, amen, the Lord began to open my understanding to this. And I have to say, there's nothing more freeing, amen, Funchal, amen, than knowing the truth.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord has brought me into. Amen. So, brother, I just want to thank you for coming on my podcast. This has been a great help to me.
Amen.
I'm sure it'll bless those that are in Kingdom Life. Amen. But, bro, this has been a help to me because God promised me, amen, that he would send brothers into my life that would be a help to me and not a hindrance. Amen. Brothers who would teach me the truth. Brothers who would help me understand the nature of this life. See, Funchal, I came out of a religious experience. I had given my life to Christ, but I didn't understand what it meant to be begotten of God, that when the seed of God is released within a man, there's no issue as it relates to sin. I didn't want to believe that I didn't have that. I didn't want to believe that, but that was the reality of my experience.
Amen.
So like Brother Bill A. says, if you're unsure and you come back, save it again.
Amen.
Save it again. So those old computers, Funchal, so that you wouldn't lose the information, you had to save it again.
Amen.
So that's what we did, bro. We saved it again, and the Lord showed us mercy. So that's what happened. So we thank God. We're going to close in prayer. This is all the time we have on this particular broadcast.
Yes.
But I just want to thank God for the opportunity to have our brother Funchal with us to help clarify some of these issues. Let's close in a word of prayer, and I'm trusting that this will be a great help to those of you that are viewing. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for this discussion. And Lord, I'm praying that maybe once a month or every other month or something like that, we can have one of the brothers who's a disciple come on and just share some of the principles that I believe that will set the people of God free. Those that are struggling with the duality of life and those who are struggling in the area of sin and say, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you open our eyes to what the Scripture reveals. We see Jesus as our pattern. He didn't struggle with sin.
Yes.
You say, well, he had a different nature, but he turned around and gave us the same nature, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm trusting that you open our eyes so that we might see the truth and then give us a willingness to appropriate what we see, Father God, and put it into practice. We thank you for the opportunity to gather. We bless you for the privilege of this discussion, and you will bring us back on the next episode to have further discussion about this topic. Thank you, precious Lord, for in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on the next episode of This Present Truth. God bless you.